Hey, what's up? It's the Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. You're listening to the Mad Scientist Party Hour. Hello there, friends!
Welcome back to another episode of Mad Scientist Party Hour. My name is Kevin Kraft, joined once again by a man who shit his pants and underwear right off his body and is now jacking his boner off in a very threatening manner. That's Jeff Clark.
He chose violence this morning.
And beaming to us from the reject dumpster of the clone factory, the malfunctioning bearded booger eater known as Shuddy Boy.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
All right, Shuddy, the theme officially ended.
Okay.
Is this the runway you needed?
I mean, we can just, all I'm going to do is eat an edible, and we're going to see if I can hide from you guys when it kicks in, and if you guys, or you guys can suss me out.
Oh. I mean, you already look
kind
fucking...
Kind of feel like it's already kicked in.
Yeah, you look... Blaze out of your mind.
Well, we had to wait an hour for Kevin, so I may have been smoking a little bit while I waited. But I've been waiting to eat this edible since then. So that's really all it is. That's the game.
What is this edible? Do you have anything special? Homemade,
it's just a homemade. It's one of my homemade pot cookies that sends me to the moon.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, eat that motherfucker, you silly bitch. To the Puminati, thank you guys for letting us record a day early.
Nope. Day late.
Yeah, that's what I mean. A day late. Carl and I had our 3-year anniversary yesterday. So, speaking of edibles, ate a bunch of gummies and went to the Long Beach Aquarium.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
How was it?
Dude, it was sick.
How many aquariums have you been to? And how does Long Beach index against those?
I don't know the official count, but I'd say I've been to three maybe. But okay. The Long Beach one was dope. It's weird because it's not like a linear aquarium. So you go in there and there's just all these like hallways and stuff and you walk through them and you look through the displays and there's a dead end and you have to turn around and you're like, all right, well, where do we go next? What's the next one? Like they did let you touch some things, even though I didn't. You can touch like jellyfish, certain jellyfish and
fuck that
stingrays. And I was so high. I was like, I just want to look at stuff. I don't want to fucking put my hand in that water and touch a stingray. But like jellyfish, when you're zonked out of your mind on edibles, I mean, the whole aquarium, it's just underwater shit is so fucking weird. And looking at it super high is very enjoyable. So it was nice. Nice little kind of a mellow anniversary. Went and got some fucking bomb ass pasta.
Where did you go for that?
This place in Venice called Felix. And it's so fucking good. This is like death row last meal type shit.
Felix Trattoria? Kevin, you fucking bitch.
I didn't want to step on your line.
You definitely put an extra vowel in there.
Oh, I feel like a trattoria.
Trattoria.
They like make all their pasta on site every day, and they had this. They sat us in the seat right next to the pasta room, and it looks like a soundproof booth, but you can watch the dude in there making pasta, and he was doing this shit where, All right, so I'm not a pasta scientist, but he had a fucking a bag of goo, like a little baggie full of it, and he was plucking pieces off of it, and then he would roll it in his hand, slap it down on the board, and then kind of go like this, like he would like brush against it with his hand that would like flip it up, and then he would just knock it with the back of his fingertips and flick it away. And there was just this mountain of these things, and they kind of look like Wario's mustache. But I don't know what kind of pasta they were. All the pasta dishes, it's all that like, gufagini bafangulo. And it's like, all right, well, I don't know what the fuck that is.
I'm looking at the menu right now, and it is... Jeff wants to read the... wants to discuss... the dinner of a golfer. This would be equally as fun to listen to try and pronounce these names as those as well, because
yeah, it's like you two motherfuckers like to talk about how you're Italian. You are not as Italian as this menu.
Yeah, these are, this is,
I'm telling you though, Jeff,
this is intense.
Next time the lady's in town, that is a fucking spot to hit.
Jeff, take her and get the bistecca alla Fiorentina.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The 40-ounce prime T-bone. $200? Let me tell you, I've spent $200 on worse things.
They have a like the dessert. We were like way too stuffed for dessert, even though the gummy game came into effect once again before going to the restaurant, but they had
PEDs.
Oh yeah, they had one of the desserts was a fucking, it was like a butterscotch pudding, but they can't just put butterscotch pudding on the menu, so they put budino di nocino, which is one of the most fun Italian dishes to say I've ever encountered. Budino di nocino.
Budino di nocino.
Yeah.
Right?
That's... What's the matter? You don't need your budino di nocino? I mean, tiramisu. I know how to say that.
My lady got me into this. Stanley Tucci did like a fucking like a documentary where he just tours Italy and he goes like every region in Italy and tries like the food that they're known for. And I went into it like kicking and screaming and really hesitant, like, oh, come on, fucking Stanley Tucci, whatever. It was awesome. I liked it a lot. I guess CNN ended up canceling it, so that's kind of a bummer. But I think there's like 10 episodes and it's fucking awesome. Like Italy is like the only European country that like I legit want to visit.
Oh, do you guys have budino di nocino?
You've never been to Italy, right? You've been to Amsterdam, right?
Yeah, I've been the in Europe. I've been to Paris. I went for like 2 days and then flew back. That was a fucking bad idea. Did my senior trip in London and Scotland, and that was probably a bad idea. And then did Amsterdam. Had a bad mushroom trip. But that was a bad idea.
But that was also a short trip, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Amsterdam was like a long weekend. I think it might have been 4 days, if that, when I was with the Stern Show. And like, yeah, you know, I went with Jason Kaplan for his bachelor party and Artie Lang went. And I was like, holy shit, I can't believe I'm going to fucking Amsterdam with Artie Lang. Saw him for like 5 minutes. We did not share any budino di nocino.
But, this place looks bomb. How many
Felix
dicks would you suck?
Oh, it's a 5-dicker. Easy 5-dicker. Like we went there for Carl's birthday last year. And I was like, this has to be in our fucking special occasion rotation. And the last time we went, they were like, we recommend for two people, we recommend 4 dishes. And we might have gone over that. And then, because it was her birthday, they gave us this, like, shaved ice thing that was watermelon and mint flavored. And we were already on the verge of like barfing. And we took one bite. We're like, well, we got to at least try it. It was free. We took a bite and we're like, all right, we're finishing that motherfucker. And I don't think I've ever been more full in my entire life. Like both my ass and my mouth were like ready to explode at all ends.
So wait, four dishes was too much though?
No, because we got four dishes last night and we were full, but not like, dude, do you can we like fucking take a nap in the employee's office or something? Like this is bad.
You guys got a mother's room we can chill in?
Yeah. We need your lactation station for a moment. But like, you know, we only got two pastas this time and I wanted to try some shit we hadn't tried before. And they had this one where it's like a big motherfucker of a pasta. It's like ear shaped. So it's like real thick. But it was like the most simple thing on there. It was literally just tomato sauce and basil. And I was like, that's the true test. If they can take the most simplest thing on this menu and it's fucking bomb, you know these people are pasta wizards. So we got that.
You kind of sound like Gordon there for a second. Elevating simple ingredients.
I want your budino dinocino. But I got their like super simple one, just red sauce. And it was fucking giz inducing. I'm telling you. The wait staff there are snipers. Like literally the second you take the last thing off the plate, they just materialize like a ninja in a puff of smoke. Like, can I take this plate? This guy caught me.
Do you say gizzing now? Is that like your thing?
Yeah.
To like kind of make fun of me and it's just, you use that now?
Oh, I say it in front of Carl. Why the hell did Jeff think jizz was spelled with a G? But anyway, I took the last piece of pasta off the plate that had the red sauce. And the guy like materialized to take it and I slapped his fucking hand and I was like, you don't understand. There's still like a couple molecules of sauce on there. And I fucking scraped it with my fork. I'm telling you, man, you will thank me if you go there, Jeff.
The only thing is, dude, I love Long Beach, but outside of Long Beach, Venice is probably my favorite part of LA. I fucking like Venice a lot.
Yeah, Venice got some cool shit.
It is just such a pain in the dick commuting in and out of there. It's not so bad for you if you're going from Carl's, right? What's that like? I mean, it's 20 minutes regardless, right? Like there's nothing you can ever do to make it less than 20 minutes. But for me, it's like, it'd be an hour and a half.
What?
Each way. Yeah.
Because we did both. We went from Culver City to Long Beach for the aquarium, back to Culver City, and then to Venice. I mean, Culver City to Long Beach and then back. What's up, Shuddy?
Nothing. You finish. I was just going to say, Kevin would never take me to Venice when I visited.
Yeah, when you last
lowdown on Venice?
When you last visited Shuddy Boy in 1901?
It wasn't that long ago, but where I was going with this was, thankfully Arts took me to Venice. So I got to see Venice.
Oh.
Thanks to Arts.
Shout out Arts.
And his semen was delicious. That was your five dick or two.
I never really heard about you hanging out in Venice. In Kevin's defense, Shuddy, I never really heard him hanging out in Venice before.
No, I wanted to be a tour. Yeah, he said it was too far. It was too long of a drive and not worth it, is what he
He did say that, right? I'm telling you, that's how it is. Commuting in and out of Venice is a pain in the ass. And
yeah, especially coming from like Hollywood and Studio City. It's a bitch. Not only that, but if you're trying to go to Venice on a beach day, like, carve out 2 hours of your day for trying to find parking.
Maybe I'm a little off here. I thought you were just like kind of making fun of me about how it wasn't that far.
From
like, what was your commute? What
from
was
your Carl, commute? But not gotcha. From where I live. It's still gotcha. A bitch getting there from Studio City, but whatever.
Anyways, there's a ton of good restaurants and good hangout spots in Venice, and I would not hate taking my lady. And if we could coordinate and do a double date, that might not be bad, but it is a kind of a pain in the dick.
I will. You'd have to be hard pressed to find a reason for me to say no to going back to that restaurant.
Well, we need to do the fucking Peking duck. It's time for me and that duck to tango.
I'm gonna fuck that duck.
Just gonna fuck that duck right on the table right in front of you guys.
Oh, quack, quack, motherfucker.
Quit looking at me, Kevin.
I'm eating ravenous. Do not look. Yeah, I'm totally down. Love me some
Right.
fucking Peking duck.
Want to go from one food combo to another food combo?
Yes.
So, a tradition like unlike any other happened today, and that is the release of the Masters Champion Menu Dinner. So, the Masters Golf Tournament is in a few weeks, and every year they have a Champions Dinner, and the previous or the reigning champion caters it or provides the menu, provides the food. I love looking at it year in, year out, and judging these people based on their taste and their food decisions. This year, the champion is Jon Rahm. He was a Spanish guy. He
So wait, is
was American educated.
real quick, because I was in Florida this weekend, and my aunt, she's a big fan of golf. So we went to this bar, and she had them put golf on, and
What?
yeah. So are you talking
I
about
want to hang out with your mom or with your aunt.
the tournament that just happened?
No, it was the Masters last year. The reigning champion is like he decides the menu for the next champion's dinner.
Gotcha. Okay. So how
So
much of a like a prick could he be? Could he be like, everybody's getting Del Taco?
I think so, yeah. So they have like articles where they have like the historical choices, the menus, and most of them are kind of whack, right? Because you got to think it's all fucking bland white guys up until like Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Like,
Hey,
so
can I have oatmeal and chicken with no sauce?
this guy Bubba Watson, he won it twice. His menu was a traditional Caesar salad to start. The entree was grilled chicken breast, sides of green beans, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, cornbread. Like, you fucking trailer trash. You pretty much served them a
Yeah.
hungry man dinner.
Yeah, that's like the local church potluck dinner spread. Like that's a fucking
Man, I mean, what
which
would you expect anything less from a guy named Bubba though? Like, oh God damn it. Why do,
hurry up.
can we sabotage him? Can we put like trick balls in his fucking thing for next year?
That
His
explode when he
this
hit.
Yeah, this son of a bitch is gonna have us serving fucking Jack in the Box.
Yeah, dude, his dessert was confetti cake and vanilla ice cream. Not that exotic, but that's
Can't,
bomb.
yeah,
I fuck with that.
I can't hate on that.
He won it 2 years later, but in between him, an Australian won it, and the Australian just brought the heat. Came with surf and turf. The appetizer is artichoke and arugula salad with calamari. Main course, Australian Wagyu beef strip steak, or and Moreton Bay lobster. So fucking bomb. And then he won it again, Bubba Watson, and did the same menu he did in 2013. Fucking whack, right?
What a scumbag.
So this year again, Jon Rahm won the 2023 Masters. So it's on him to come up with the menu, and his menu is fucking bomb. He's Spanish, educated at Arizona State, though, STD University, actually, but still leans into the Spanish shit. Oh,
STD
you haven't heard
University.
this? Yeah, if you don't get an STD at Arizona State inside the first semester, they throw you out of school. You should probably go to Arizona State with an STD already, but if you don't have one, you get it quickly after.
I heard that Kutztown actually had a pretty high STD rate. I mean, it's probably a good thing that I didn't fucking get laid much in college.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah, St. John's STD rate was really low, let me tell you.
Can't get an STD from jerking off.
Anyways, this guy's menu is actually probably the longest that I've ever seen. So he's got tapas y pintos.
I apologize, but Shuddy, can you let Jeff screen share so we can see the stuff as he's reading it? You have a graphic for this, right?
Wait, we can Shuddy screen share?
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, the people watching on YouTube.
I have it up already.
We'll get you YouTube got fellers and ladies a little added visual bonus here. Okay. Masters Club dinner, excuse me, April 9th, 2024.
Dude, some of this shit, I have no chance. Most of it, I have no chance, actually.
Do you feel like, Jeff, because I know you mostly eat like fast food and shit, but when you ever do go out to like a nice restaurant in LA, I feel like I have to Google everything. Everything is just like dingleclops and flibbity fludes with a side of garshblog sauce. It's like, all right, well, give me a fucking minute here.
You Google it at the table?
Oh, yeah. I have no fucking shame.
I guess I don't eat like as exotically as you do. I do keep it kind of meat and potatoes, just basic bland shit.
Yeah, I know how to pronounce Big Mac.
The appetizer of his dinner, there's six of them. The first one.
Do you get one of each or do you have to choose?
I don't think you have to choose, right? It's the fucking Masters. This guy signed with the LIV Tour for $400 million. Just get something for everyone. Everyone gets to try.
Because the main course section says choice, but the top one does not.
Right. I think they're just kind of... like,
they're getting like a little bite, right? They're getting like canapes of all of these.
I don't know. It's like an insider's thing only. There's never any like footage of it inside. But yeah, he's got six appetizers. First one, Ibericos, acorn-fed Iberian ham-cured pork loin.
Just real quick, let's focus on the pronunciation. You just said Iberian ham correctly. So you want to go back and try the name of the dish again?
Ibericos. Well, how would you guess, or how would you say?
I would probably not make it an E sound on that last I, but I don't know. You don't sound
as...
Yeah, that's probably where...
That's a good call.
Let's see if I can...
I mean, leading with acorn-fed ham. Like, did somebody crack the code that if you feed pigs a bunch of acorns, they're more delicious?
Dude, I've never... I don't know, like, this is a very PETA-like stance, but I actually feel bad for those ham... or those pigs. It's like, not only are we going to raise you to be eaten, but you're going to get acorns fed for your entire... You're going to get fed acorns for your entire Iberico life.
Iberico.
Iberico. So right? Iberico.
Iberico is what it's out.
You should use that in your toast next year at
Iberico.
Thanksgiving.
Iberico.
I want a toast to all of the diversity here and all of the Iberico.
Man, I'm trying to forget that ever happened, you motherfucker. the next one, Idia Zabala con Truffa Negra.
Ooh, easy on that last one.
Yeah, one. Walking the line.
I said with an A.
Well, the whole, like, you know, in Spanish, or maybe it's just like a Mexican / Aztec thing, but the Z's and X's have like different sounds, right?
Yeah.
Like an X is usually kind of H-y?
Yep. That's what I think. Yeah. So I've been looking at this.
It's a CH.
The Z here is a CH or an X?
Or no, it's an X.
Because like Ibiza, you're not supposed to say Ibiza. It's actually Ibiza. You got to hit it with a lisp, right?
Right, but yeah.
So is this Z?
That's the Z.
This Z, we're supposed to switch that out with a TH, I believe.
Doesn't the Z in Ibiza have an accent over it?
I don't know. Does it? Does it have like a little hat? A little squiggly?
I don't know. No, look.
A little fucking swimmy, spermy hanging over it?
No. Just, I mean, when I Google it, it's just Ibiza.
All right, so this one could be Idea Thabble.
Yeah. I'm going Idea Zabala. And it's Idea Zabala cheese black truffle.
Oh, my God.
I love when Jeff adds a mystery A to words.
Well, the next appetizer.
He is Italian.
Tortilla de patatas. Spanish omelet, onions, confit potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Give me extra tatas.
Next one. Chistorra con patata. Spicy Basque chorizo with potato. Have you ever had Basque food, Kevin?
Patata.
What do you think patata means, Jeff?
I would say potato.
And is it
good
a mammal?
Job.
I mean, I got to get that one. Next one, lentajas estofados. Mama Ram's classic lentil stew.
Oh shit, so he put his fucking mom on the task force?
Yeah, he's got her doing the stew.
Or he's had her give the recipe to the chefs at Augusta.
Yeah, probably. I think Hideki, when he won his masters, just brought in his chef from Japan.
I would just
his
be
like
I want it's fruit roll-ups, gushers, and Dunkaroos.
Dude, Tiger's first masters was awesome. He went with cheeseburgers, chicken sandwiches, French fries, and milkshakes. He eventually decided to class it up a little bit. He got there eventually, but his first one was like, man, you really are just out of college, huh? You just got out of college.
Yeah, can the appetizers be those like dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets?
Fucking, they were probably pissed. Like, man, not only are we going to let this black guy in, but he's going to serve us fucking cheeseburgers and milkshakes.
Yeah, I'm sure all like the old racists there were like,
oh, motherfucker.
You see what happens?
Should have never let him win. All right, and the final appetizer on Rom's Masters Club dinner is croqueta di pollo, creamy chicken fritters, confit potatoes. Sounds fucking bomb.
I hate chicken croquettes.
Oh, wow.
How come?
They're old people food.
Ooh.
They're just...
Shots fired.
I don't know.
Maybe I don't know what a croquette is. It's just like shredded chicken... And like a hush puppy, right?
Except it's not a hush puppy. It's like confit potatoes. And then it's like breaded. I don't know. It's a weird... I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the croquettes that are going to be served at the Masters dinner are far and away superior probably to any chicken croquette I have ever encountered in my life. But... as a rule of thumb, I think they're dry old people, bland old people food.
No shit. Hmm. Going back, Kevin, you have the most diverse palate here. Well, Shuddy, your palate's probably more diverse than mine. Have either one of you tried Basque food or Basque restaurants?
I don't think so. I don't even know what that is.
I know it's a Spanish thing.
Man,
let me say I'm very confident it's Spanish.
I'm also very confident that you are not going to say this first course correctly.
Yeah,
so it's Basque is a region of southwest France and northwest south Sorry. Southwest France and Northwest Spain.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure there's one out here in LA County. You should probably try it. Yeah, I've
So
been looking at this one for like an hour and I have no chance here. Enchilada de Tajadero. Because Oaxacan food, like you said, I think the X is with an H or pronounced like an H, like Oaxacan food. The when you say Oaxacan, the ha, that's actually an X. So Tajadero or ha, maybe the T sound is as well. Honduro, Honduro.
See, I don't like it's TXANGURRO. So I don't know, gun to my head, I might have gone with the TX being like a sh, like
So
shanguro.
that's Basque, not Spanish.
Well,
Sure.
F you, Shuddy, I already forgot what Basque means.
No. Let's
Got him.
see. What the fuck?
Are you trying to
So
get your phone
I,
to say it, Shuddy?
yeah, and I've got an option of a female from Spain or a male from Antarctica.
Oh, dude, the mail from Antarctica. Sorry, ladies, but I mean, you're with me on this, right?
Changuro. Changuro.
Enguro.
Changuzgo.
Changuro. It's cha. Changuro.
Changudo.
Changuro.
Enchilada de Changuro.
That fucking
Okay.
Antarctica guy puts like a little SSH on the last bit of it too. Changusho.
So it would be pinchos up top.
How many
Pinchos. Like
Bronson pinchos.
does a crab salad and potato give you a boner, Jeff?
I do like imitation crab meat. I feel like that's not going to be imitation crab meat, though, so I'm not
No,
sure.
that is definitely not going to be imitation crab meat.
Oh, do you guys have that fake stuff made out of old giz?
I mean, I'm not really into salad, so I might just like eat a lot of the tapas and pinchos. Main course. You got a choice of chuletón a la parrilla, which is a Basque ribeye, tahini lettuce, piquillo peppers, or
He says
a.
piquillo pepper is better than he says jalapeno.
I can't say that word. Or you can get a rotaballo al pilpil, which is turbot Navarra white asparagus. I'm
Oh,
going with the ribeye.
can I have extra turbot? What do you think a
This
turbot is,
is.
Jeff?
I think we talked about this on MasterChef. It's fish, right?
Yeah.
Also kind of makes sense with like the menu. Usually you're given like a your choices are a protein or a fish, right? So that kind of helped me as
I
well.
like how
I
you didn't
mean,
count fish in the protein category.
yeah.
It's like we could watch sports or we could watch soccer. What's your pick?
Exactly. The dessert, Milho, Mihalas de crema innata, puff pastry cake, custard, chantilly cream. Mihoha, I can't pronounce that. I can't even close. How would you say that?
The best part about this whole thing is you brought this to us. This was not a let's trip Jeff up with these. You were like, hey guys, I'm not going to be able to say these. Can we talk about them? And then
Yeah,
you
man, this is a combination of all my favorite things. I got the homies, MSPH, golf, food. It's all wonderful. I'm gonna fire up some tits on the side screen here and just be in heaven.
Got fucking Spanish people, diversity. Got my fucking my Rota Bio Al pill with extra turbot.
All right, how would you say this dessert then?
Wouldn't it be like Mijojas?
Mijojas.
Mijojas de creamy nata.
Rotabala al pilpil.
Extra pilpil. What? All right. So, what do you think a pilpil is? It's got to be the asparagus, right?
I guess. Yeah.
All right, I'm Googling that fucking thing. All right, what is pill pill? All right, stand by.
It might be Al Pill Pill.
Okay. Oh. Pill Pill is the name of a popular yellow sauce to accompany fish in Basque gastronomy. And the most common recipe is cod in pill pill sauce. So it's a sauce. Oh, I'm going to pill-pill.
Dude, this menu does look kind of delicious, though.
There's fucking pill-pill in my pants.
One more time. Milojas. Now, let's split the word into syllables and then pronounce each syllable one by one.
So seductive.
Mil-o-has.
Mil-ho-has.
It's like Milhouse. Mil-ho-has. I'm going to make you pill-pill. In your pants.
I think this is a good menu. Last year, Scotty Scheffler won, and he served up cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style. Don't really know what that means.
It's like animal
firecracker.
Style?
I don't know. Firecracker shrimp with sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo. Tortilla soup with avocado. Main course was Texas ribeye steak, blackened redfish, family style mac and cheese, the dessert, warm chocolate chip cookie skillet with milk and cookies ice cream.
Not bad. Just sounds like he just copied a TGI Fridays menu.
Yeah.
He classed it up though a little bit.
Is there a bloomin' onion? Man.
Oh, man.
So is this, Jeff, did this get on your radar? Is this like making the rounds because of how fancy and crazy it is? Is this like, has this menu gone viral, or are you just so deep in the golf game that you're, you know?
I guess a little bit of both. I mean, one of the guys at Outkick is like trying to become like a food critic or food blogger type thing. And like, that's what he wants one of his lanes to be. So he did like a post about it, but this is something I would normally look for, and I brought it up on the podcast before. Me and my lady went through all these menus together. It's just I think it's a fun thing to talk about.
I mean, it is. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm sure she does too.
It is interesting.
She actually does. Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, if you win, you get to pick the meal. I mean, that's a lot of power to put in somebody's hand
for next year,
unquestioned. You know, like, I wonder what Happy Gilmore would have picked. Oh, well, probably Subway. I forgot about his endorsement.
Oh,
deals.
For sure. Meatball subs. He knows a guy, so he gets extra meatballs.
But it's almost like you know, when they put people to death on death row and they get to pick their final meals. A lot of the notorious cases, all their last meals are documented. Because I made that same comment last night at dinner with Carl, like after we had finished, and we were both like, holy fuck, that was so good. I was like, yeah, that's like that's last meal level, like death row shit. And she was talking about how, I think it might have been Ted Bundy, that his last meal was just fucking KFC.
Dude, I found an article, Last Meals of Death Row Inmates. This is from 2015, CBS News. They got John Wayne Gacy, Timothy McVeigh, Ricky Ray Rector, Steven Anderson, a couple other people I never even heard of. I guess I haven't even heard of some of them. Ted Bundy's on here. We can go through some of them if you guys want.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
It's just overkill. All right. John Wayne Gacy, put to death by lethal injection. He had 12 fried shrimp, a bucket of original recipe KFC, French fries, and a pound of strawberries.
Weird. I've always said my last meal would be whatever, because you shit yourself when you die. So I'm going to, like, all right, you motherfuckers are killing me. You're taking me off the planet. I am not going to make this job easy for you. I want Chipotle. I want a Chipotle burrito smothered in hot sauce, a fucking giant bowl of cheese, Brussels sprouts, and apples. Apple juice. Apple juice and Brussels sprouts in a bowl together. So right when they flip that switch and I fry, I'm just farting fucking molten diarrhea all over the place.
Have you ever had Tommy's?
Oh, they're the ones that have like chili burgers, right?
Yeah, cheeseburgers, chili cheese fries.
Yeah, I want a pint of chili.
It's so delicious and yet so terrible for you. And it's like the quickest, like you get the shits faster than anything I've ever eaten. Like I know the whole Chipotle way from South Park, that old joke, no way.
Yeah.
Tommy's will lube up your asshole much faster than Chipotle.
Yeah.
Timothy McVeigh.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Do you think like I'd be like, I want a brick of C4 and then I eat it. And then when they flip the switch, the electricity goes to the C4 and explodes and kills everybody in the room with me.
I mean, that'd be I wouldn't make that request. I would just do regular food, but I like you trying to hack them. I don't know.
Monkey get some claw them.
Yeah, my vengeance.
Go off of the bank. I would go with chicken wings and pizza. That'd be my death row meal.
What would it be?
Chicken wings and pizza.
God, you basic bitch.
Yeah. Timothy McVeigh got 2 pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream on his way out the door.
Wow. So he just had ice cream for appetizer, main course, and dessert?
Yeah. For what's this? Ricky Ray Rector. He did.
What did he do?
Put to death by legal. He sentenced to death for 2 counts of murder. It's not really a serial killer, but whatever. I guess he was mentally incapacitated at his time on death row, but whatever. His defense team argued or requested for steak, fried chicken, cherry Kool-Aid, and pecan pie. He left the pecan. This is kind of hard. He left the pecan pie behind, though, telling a guard that he was saving it for later. Damn, dog.
Wow.
All right.
Do you think that's him being hard or that's his mental incompetence?
Yeah, you're right.
I think that's what it is. That's exactly probably what it is that he didn't comprehend that there was not a later.
Yeah. Like I didn't know if you were going to be like, yeah, this guy was mentally incompetent, so his request for his last meal was a shoe.
Right. That must have been like really, I mean, yeah, I was going to say, it must be really awkward for the guard to be like, yeah, all right. Yeah. No, save it. That's cool.
Yeah. And it's like, shit, am I going to get the chair next for fucking pulling the switch on this guy? This seems like,
yeah,
what the hell am I doing?
Did he know what he was doing in the with the crimes? all right, I'll try to scroll to some. Oh, Ted Bundy. I know what he did. He declined a special meal, so was given the traditional last meal, steak, cooked mid-rare, eggs over easy, hash browns, toast with butter and jelly, milk and juice.
That's like the default? Like if you just declined to make a selection, that's...
But cook you up something bomb anyways.
Yeah, that's
steak and eggs.
I almost hate that. Like, I feel like, you know, these are all despicable people. I don't like knowing that Timothy McVeigh got to ride to hell with some ice cream. Like, switch it out and put dog poop in it or something. Like, fuck with them.
That's like a age old ethics question though, right?
Like,
you're murdering them. Can you give them one more meal? But you know that you're murdering them, so they probably don't deserve it. So, yeah. I mean,
like, is it bad? Like, okay, like if we fucking gave Osama bin Laden the chair and his last meal was like, I don't know, a chicken kebab or something, and someone pissed on it, I don't think I would be like, oh, come on, how could you piss on that guy's fucking kebab? I'd be like, yeah, good, fuck that motherfucker.
Yes, give him a hot dog.
Oh,
here you go, buddy.
Oh, shit.
That's what you get. You get some fucking ribs. How do you like it? We wrapped them in bacon. Bon appetit, motherfucker. Alan Lee Tiny Davis was sentenced to death for robbery and three counts of murder. He went with lobster tail, fried potatoes, half pound of fried shrimp. I almost fucked it up again. 6 ounces of fried clams, half loaf of garlic bread, 32 ounces of A&W root beer.
Wow.
Now we're talking, dude.
What a fatso. That's a lot. Like, where do they draw the line? Can I just be like, yeah, I want a bucket of chicken. I want some gushers, a steak, some pill, I don't know, some Basque crab, a Subway sandwich, some fucking dollar tacos off of the Jack in the Box menu. Like, at some point, do they cut you off? Because that guy, that's a big order. You're not eating all that.
Yeah. Man.
I bet you could eat all of that. Especially knowing that it's the last thing you're ever going to eat. Like, that's not all that much food. Like, when you think about it, how much food do you guys eat at Korean barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
I put down a lot. Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Do you eat more than, like, it's, so when half a pound of shrimp is 8 ounces plus 6 ounces of clams. So that's 14 ounces plus a lobster tail. That's probably 8 ounces. So that's 24. That's way less than I have ever eaten at Korean barbecue.
That's true. When we go to Korean barbecue, animals go extinct.
Yeah, they gotta like drag me out of there kicking and screaming.
Yeah, like it's like pounds of red meat, pounds of meat that get eaten at all you
I just want
Korean barbecue.
Just give me fucking one more bulgogi, please.
Oh my god, I want one I more am so brisket. Fucking hungry.
Kevin, what would be did you already tell us what your death row meal would be? Were you serious about what you said earlier?
Brussels sprouts in apple juice, like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, the things that make
you were
me,
serious about that.
The things that make me fart the most in life. Yeah, I
can I have coffee and cigarettes?
Half of me would want to go out like a legend and just say like the most preposterous, weirdest thing in the world. But like, I don't know. Like, yeah, some surf and turf. Like, I do love steak. I do love lobster. Man, I'm telling you, like these motherfuckers at Felix. We got this thing. It was an artichoke appetizer, and they pretty much just like chopped the hearts off at the base, but left like a little bit of a leaf on it, and they just deep fried them, and they came out in like an oil and lemon sauce, and you just eat them all in one bite. Every chew was a giz, and I like that's all I can think of. I'd be like, I want a garbage bag full of those motherfuckers, deep fried artichoke hearts. Give me all of them. Dude, I forgot to mention this, but I got a cocktail. It was basically a dirty martini made with olive oil vodka. And
fuck, I promise, huh?
It was incredible. I ate so much food last night. I pooped 3 times already today. And not like shooting out a rabbit turd and then pulling up my pants, like 3 big boy poops.
You read a whole article on the toilet?
And all 3 of those poops combined for a total time of 5 minutes.
They were
yeah, you're a speed pooper.
They were quick.
You are a lightning pooper. I don't understand. I don't. It more often than not, my legs fall asleep on the toilet. I'm there so long, like I just don't understand how you fucking poop in moments.
What can I say? Dude, I don't mean to brag, but I'm good at pooping.
I haven't taken a shit in less than 10 minutes in years.
So, like, I feel like I've asked you this before, but I forget the answer. So, do you sit down and then a turd just falls out of your ass at the pace of a glacier? Or are you just sitting there, like, playing Candy Crush, and then at the end of 30 minutes, a turd comes out? Is this, like, labor?
It's a process, yeah. No, I mean, I don't... When the turd comes out, it's kind of irrelevant for how long I'm sitting there. But yeah, I'm like looking at stuff on my phone. Usually it comes out fast. And sometimes then, it doesn't. Either way, I'm
and then of
you know,
course,
taking
you know,
a good 10 minutes.
Then, of and course, it, you know, I have to stand up and blow a load on it.
And for me, it all started with like my office when I worked in offices. It's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to chill and just like be away from work for 10 minutes, taking a poop. And then when you come back and someone asks you, well, where you been? Like, oh, I was in the bathroom. Like, there's no more questions. There's no
Yeah,
follow-up. It's like, okay.
the line of questioning stops right there.
What did you eat last night? Like, you had Tommy's, didn't you? Told you about eating Tommy's again.
Jeff, why are you covered in blood?
I was in the bathroom.
No, oh, okay.
Number two. Shuddy, what's your master's or death row meal? I guess we'll go death because you don't have to serve anyone else. It's kind of a dick move for me to bring pizza and wings to the master's dinner club.
I mean, if I had to, geez, I don't even know what I would pick. I go through phases of what I'm really high on eating, and I like obsess on it right now. Like, I was led on to under that if you get the Swanson's pork ribs, they taste almost identical to the McRib. So I've been every 2 weeks, Draven and I have been eating those like religiously.
You want a fucking
But
McRib?
death row, I mean, yeah, I would go with that. But no, I would probably go with
The Shamrock Shake.
no, it would, I would go the surf and turf route. Lobster tail, prime rib or fillet with mac and cheese and probably some asparagus. Do it classy. Yeah, that's what I would go with.
I really do think I now that I'm thinking about it, I probably would go with spite. Like, when I die and shit myself, I'm making it as horrible for you people as possible. Fuck you all for killing me. Chipotle, bucket of cheese, a giant, like, I want a punch bowl filled with applesauce and Brussels sprouts, and I am farting and shitting all over you motherfuckers.
Do you like applesauce, though?
Oh, I meant apple juice. I keep doing that. Yeah. I never drink it, but you
The
know those
final prank, Shuddy. Whether he likes it or not is irrelevant.
you know those like little
The joke's
orbs?
on them.
Those like orbs you can get of apple juice, like the D'Agostino or some shit. Ah, fuck me. It's like a
Fucking
single serving of apple.
Norman Rockefeller over here drinking bougie ass apple juice.
No, it's
What
not
what's wrong with
bougie.
Mott's?
It was the ones that came that you get in like the cafeteria, I think. Let me see. Glass. I'm pretty sure it was an orb. So glass orb of apple juice. Let's see. Oh,
Like Martinelli's?
Martinelli's. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew that.
Like
I didn't think of the
Martinelli's.
word, but I knew you were talking about.
I think Martinelli's is delicious, but I just never think to grab it. But I like applesauce and apple juice, but it is very farty. It makes lots of people fart very much.
How do you guys feel about fruit cocktail?
I want the ones out of like the twist can. I want like the real scumbag 80% preservative in a can fruit cocktail.
I have canned fruit cocktail in the cabinet right now, the more cherries version.
Whoa. Those GMO cherries that occur nowhere naturally in nature.
And I keep forgetting it's there, and every time it's there, I remember I get excited and then almost immediately forget, like I'm 10 second Tom.
Well, you did house that edible probably like 40, 45 minutes ago. Shuddy, are you high?
I That's for you to determine.
I think you're still sober. The edible hasn't kicked in. That's what I mean.
I think you're high.
Like your timing couldn't have been better, Kevin, because I'm just starting to feel the wave kind of pick up. They put it in my mouth. I'm fighting my eyes staying open, and the more we talk about food, the hungrier I get.
Yeah, do we have any more food stuff prepared? Very weird how this all worked out this week.
This is just a sample of what you guys would get if you were a Patreon subscriber and listened to Crafter Jeff, Shuddy Edition.
Oh, yeah. Some quality fucking content right there.
Speaking of, when does that come back?
Probably in the fall. Isn't it usually a fall thing?
It'll probably come up at the most inopportune time possible. Like it did last year.
I feel
year.
Like it usually comes up around like August. And it carries me into like basketball season, if I can remember correctly.
What is this? Is it season 15 or 14?
I believe it's 14.
Well,
so confused.
Shuddy, while you're looking that up, quick update on the movie. Quick update on Second Coming of John Cooper. It's looking like we've got a couple weeks left before we're 100% locked. What's up, Shuddy?
We are just over 2 months away.
Oh, shit. Oh,
premieres
shit.
On May 29th, 2024.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
Look at that. All right. Crafter Jeff season 4, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And if you've never listened to Crafter Jeff before, it's on the entry level tier. It's on the $5 tier. So not only do you get the bonus podcast we do every week, but you get the back catalog, all three seasons of Crafter Jeff, and the upcoming fourth season. Fuck yeah. But yeah, the movie is coming along briskly. The score is done. It's fucking great. I'm really happy with how the music turned out. It really makes it feel more like a real movie, you know? I feel like a lot of times when you have a budget as small as ours, the things that really show are the score and, you know, the camera work and stuff. But all that stuff turned out really, really fucking good. I got to see a lot of what the color grading looked like. I mentioned that a couple weeks ago, I think. But I found out that, can't remember if I said this on the show or not, but the company that did the color for the movie, they also are doing the color for Shogun, that new show on Hulu.
I gave it a try. Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it?
Nah. Not enough cars.
No, yeah. I kind of figured that would be a hurdle.
Not enough contemporary technology. And I can do subtitle movies, but a whole series of it.
Why don't you do the fucking do the dubbed version?
Ah, that's true. I could have done that. My bad.
But yeah, I'm basically what I'm doing now. When I'm not doing MSPH stuff and movie night with Kevin stuff, I'm basically this week I'm the fucking music supervisor. Like a lot of times on a movie that has a bigger budget, a lot of the stuff that I'm doing is handled by other people and other departments, but you know, we don't have that big a crew. So I'm like putting all the music pieces together and the time codes of where they should start in the movie and what time the song should start and all that shit. But it's looking good. We're now in the process of finding a theater that'll let us have a premiere there, which has unfortunately been kind of tricky. Like we're trying to fucking lock it down for the end of the month and, or not the end of this month, but the end of April. And, I don't know. That's been a little bit of a bummer, but I don't know. We're still trying to figure out, cause I know people keep asking, you know, when's it going to be available and all that stuff is kind of out of my hands. You know, I just had a nice call with, Thomas and I told him how we're thinking about, you know, since the strikes kind of grinded everything to a halt. And now there's like this bottleneck of, you know, nothing coming out for people to buy, for streamers to pick up. I was like, I think we're thinking about just taking advantage of that. Like the second it's done, just sending links to streamers and being like, hey, you guys want a R-rated comedy? And he was telling me, he's like, you know what? You really should still try and do some festivals. So like there's some festivals coming up in the summer and the fall that would be good for a comedy. It's just, you know, I'm a very antsy and impatient person. I don't want to wait until the summer or the fall to hopefully find a buyer. And what if at that point the bottleneck breaks and there's just a steady stream of stuff coming out and people forget about a little fucking indie comedy? So I don't know what to do, but obviously dude's been in the industry for decades and knows what he's doing in front of the camera and behind it. So that's definitely something I wasn't expecting. So who knows? It could be a minute before it's available for people to watch, but just for everybody that keeps asking me, there's your quick little John Cooper update. I did show the first 10 minutes of it to my family when I was in Florida. My aunt had a St. Patrick's Day party at her place. So before we left, I was like, all right, who wants to see the first 10 minutes of the movie? And did pretty well. Granted, they were, the audience had their palms greased. But
right.
I got some high marks.
Why did you only show 10 minutes?
Just to like, so people can get like a taste of it. No, because it's, you know, it's not polished. The sound is all echoey. There's background noise in it. The color's off. You know, it's all temporary score. It's just like unpolished. And I'd rather people, you know, all those people are going to see it. You know, they all want to fly out to L.A. and see it on the big screen when we do the premiere. So I don't know. It's better to see it all at once, but I figured what the fuck? We're all here. Let's watch 10 minutes of it.
And you're thinking the end of April is the best, like the best case scenario for when you show it in a theater?
Yeah. Man, these motherfuckers. I swear to fuck, they got me again. They fucking got me again with that goddamn jury duty shit. I can't fucking believe it. Nobody gets more jury duty summons than me. It is nuts. The second I'm eligible to go back in that fucking pool, they put me at the front of the goddamn line. I'm so sick of this shit. So
one of my co-writers got summoned for jury duty, and he's like looking forward to it. He's like, I can't fucking wait. He's like, I think it's like a murder case or something, or what's the term for like a really serious offense?
Capital, you know? Capital crime?
No, it was some like jury legal.
A grand jury?
No, it's something that I haven't heard before. Anyways, he was all pumped about it. I was like, what? No one's ever pumped for jury duty at the fuck?
Dude, some people are. Man. Carl's one of them. Like, some people just fucking love it. And it's like, put them in the fucking pool. Like, I got fucking shit to do. I'm also a moron. Why the fuck would you ever want me on a jury? I can't pay attention through a 90-minute movie. You're going to make me fucking seal somebody's fate? Wrong guy. Wrong fucking guy. So if I get picked, I have to start going in on April 1st. And if I get picked, I was told they need me in person early April, a couple days for sound. And if I can go in with them and spend, you know, a few days on hand just micromanaging everything, we could be picture locked, not picture locked because that's already done, but like 100% get the final edit done by April 12th. But if I can't go in person, that just fucking drags it out even further. So I really got to like, I got to go in with like one giant Frankenstein shoe and one regular shoe. So I'm like waddling and fuck my hair up and have drool hanging out of my mouth and maybe shit myself while I'm there. They're like, man, this guy's not fit for anything important. He has to go. They get me so...
That's a liability.
They fucking get me so... Like, I had never gotten a jury duty summons my entire life until I moved to LA. And they just will not get off my nuts. Fuckers. Anyway.
Yeah, I've never been summoned for jury duty. Knock on wood, you know?
Yeah.
Me either.
And they fucking get me all the fucking time. I can't fucking believe it. Drives
what does
me
it
nuts.
Look like? I feel like I might have accidentally thrown one out or something.
It almost, I mean, it does look very official. There's all these like fucking like important attention. And like, you know,
yeah, they have those. But I would get one of those for like, this is your final offer for a Capital One Platinum credit card. It's like, oh, oh, sweet.
That's true.
I thought someone was sending me a letter about a fucking death in the family.
No, I don't want another fucking credit card.
I got six of them already. You guys get me every time.
Whoa. Man, I did, when I was in Florida this past week, we did a drive-through safari. And I got to see a kudu shit its pants. That was kind of cool. Dad, all these like cool mythical looking beasts. Like a giraffe came up. Like this
in Florida?
Yeah, dude. They had lions. They had giraffes. They had rhinos.
And you could just like kind of go up to them?
I mean, you drive along a path. The lions are all in cages, but everything else is just free roaming.
Dude, I saw some, I don't know, I saw on Twitter that one of the, like a family or whatever was on a safari and like a fucking lion just like rolled up, like climbed into their vehicle and just like snuggled with everyone. It was just like being pet and being all adorable. I would have been crying. Like I would have freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, because your only acceptable animal to interact with is a dog.
Yeah, everything else, right over there.
Everything
there
else frightens you.
Little mama. Talking about you, girl.
You're scared of my sugar gliders?
Yep.
Are you scared of hamsters?
Yeah.
He likes them in his butt.
Shut up.
What about a turtle? Are you scared of a turtle?
I am not. I'm not scared of a turtle, no.
Okay. Trying to think, what else? Are you scared of like birds? Like if somebody has a parakeet, are you afraid of a parakeet?
Not touching that fucking thing. Nowhere near the parakeet.
I'm not a fan of birds either.
Well,
I'm on,
yeah,
that, I'm on record.
Well, the geese, that. But all other birds freak you out too.
Not a fan. Not a fan. There are two turtle doves that,
and a partridge in a pear tree too.
The cedar trees immediately out my back door, and we are not on good terms. They don't like me. I don't like them.
Are they the ones that go,
ooh,
ooh,
moving.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yep, yep. That's them.
And they piss you off? Stop making that fucking noise.
No, it's not that. It's that they've lived in these trees for at least as long as I've owned the house, and they build a nest in there, and they lose their shit when me or the dogs are outside.
How so? What is a turtle like dove losing its shit? Do they throw things at you?
No. They're just I'm such a pussy. But they're in the trees flapping their wings incessantly, and it startles me.
Oh my God, stop flapping.
And then last year, they built their nest poorly, and it got blown out of the tree and splattered all the eggs. So I was hoping that would be the end of them being there. And then this year, they built the nest in the gutter, which then got washed away. So this generation of turtle doves is getting dumber each year.
Oh my goodness.
But I haven't assessed for another, but for some reason my house is like fucking bird central. There are birds everywhere at all times outside. I hate it.
Mm.
Robins build nests in the bushes out front. Like, it's just, they're in my space. And I would think with the dogs around, they wouldn't be into it. But nope, they're just everywhere. And yes, I don't like birds.
Wow.
I'm not.
I fucking chose
I'm not afraid
interesting
of
companions.
Them. I'm not afraid of them like I am geese. I just They're too unpredictable. They're too unpredictable. They can turn on a dime and you never know what a little shit is thinking.
I mean, when we were driving through that whole safari thing, I kind of piggybacked on this trip. So it was like my sister, my brother-in-law, and the baby, and my mom going to stay with my grandma. And they're like, do you want to go? And I was like, well, fuck yeah. And, I was thinking, I'm like, ooh, you know what? I should probably rent like a big car for us so we don't have to like do all of our adventures in two cars. So we all split a rental and we got, it was actually a pretty cool ass car. We got a Volkswagen Atlas. Big bastard. Really new, had all these cool new functions that I've never seen in a car before. And when I got there and they're like, I was like, so what's the plan? What are we doing this trip? I know we got a baby that has to nap a whole bunch of times a day, but are we sneaking in any fun stuff? And they're like, yeah, we're going to go do that drive-through safari. And I was like, oh, cool. With the rental car in my name. They're like, yeah. I was like, oh, cool. The one where rhinos are running free with their big horns. And they're like, yep, that's the one. I was like, oh, cool.
Well, you got the insurance, right?
No. The insurance was like an extra $30 a day. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You should have just been like, we're going to a drive-through safari on this day. Can I just buy it this day?
Yeah, what are the rates for Saturday?
Yeah, I just need it possibly on Saturday.
But when we got to the part with the giraffes, you pull over and you stop, and they, like three giraffes walked over to the car, and you know, my nephew's in the back seat. He's about to turn one, so he's like in awe, just marveling at these things. So I'm not going to drive away and ruin his time, but I'm also like, oh man, I hope these things aren't pissed off and fuck this car up. That could be bad. But we got it. We escaped. There's no damage.
Did you ever do the one at Great Adventure?
I think I did when I was too young to remember it. I don't know. When I was a kid going to Six Flags, all I wanted was the rides.
I loved the safari. Back in the day, the monkeys, nothing was enclosed.
Oh, yeah. So they would like rip antennas and pieces of the car off.
Yep. So you'd go drive through where the monkeys were and they'd be climbing all over the cars. Like Jeff, that scene in The Great Outdoors with the bears when John Candy's throwing the candy bars to them.
Oh, yeah. That movie's awesome. Jeff, would you be terrified to do a drive-through safari?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, terrified, no, but it's, I would try to talk the group out of it.
Like if we went and had a camera on you the whole time, would you be like, oh.
No, I don't think like, I wouldn't act like a bitch. I would just be very unimpressed by everything. And I'd probably just like watching sports on my phone.
Yeah, fair enough.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Did you do what you were supposed to do when you got back from Florida?
Oh, probably not. What was I supposed to do?
I mean, your flawless post-it system should have the information.
Oh! Purchase the Gamutra?
Yep.
Yeah, send me that fucking link. I'll do it right now. I'll buy it. My God,
poor guy.
And this is the, we're going to do the one that was on eBay, right? That's where you saw them?
Which one are we?
I want the one that's like distilled. The one that looks like, like if you were at a supermarket in California, it would almost, you could mistake it for a thing of coconut water. The label looks like they put effort into it. Oh, God, I hate all this. It's like Uncle Dalseem's magic piss.
It was this one, right? This is the one that you wanted?
Yeah, the one with all the spelling errors that says it's going to cure AIDS.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, send me the link to that one. God damn
it. You want this one from Etsy that looks like it's in a repackaged generic iced tea bottle.
I don't know. That piss looks a little orangey to me. That freaks me out. All right, let me pull the room here. What do you think the odds are that I'm drinking actual cow piss and there's not just like some fucking jerk off in his room that drinks a bunch of water all day, bottles up his piss and sells it on eBay?
I would set the odds or the probability that there is a 98% chance that it's cow piss.
That one in that box, that looks kind of fancy.
This one?
Yeah, is that Japanese?
No.
That could be good. Sign me up for the Japanese Gamutra.
Krishna's Herbal and... Hey, Jeff, help me say that A word.
I was looking at the box and saying, art? That's not so hard. Ayurveda.
Oh no! Listen to the fucking description of this thing. Gamutra Arc balances the tri doses, mucus, bile, and air. Thus, diseases cause.
Three doses.
What is this? Detoxifier. Cow urine is very good liver and detox. They can't even. There's no fucking. Nothing is grammatically correct here. I hate it.
Because you know what has probably happened? They probably took...
You're racist, Kevin.
They probably took it and ran it through like Google Translate, and that's why this is all...
Damn it!
This one will be here by Tuesday next week if you order it today.
Let me look at the packaging of that. Let me see if I trust it. Because it looks at, see, it looks like they put effort into this one. Like, that's what I'm looking for. The other ones just look like neon glaring piss with a fucking Sharpie. Cow pee, and they spelled pee wrong. Sri Sri Tattva Gamutra Arka. Collected from the indigenous cow breed called the Gur cow or Desi cow, the distillation process is carried out keeping in mind the highest hygiene and safety standards. No errors in that sentence. Shuddy, send me that link.
Yeah, I've read this whole thing, including the legal disclaimer, and it looks like it was written by someone who speaks the language fluently.
Oh, no, but it does say images, packaging, labels may vary from time to time due to changes made by the manufacturer's batch and location. I hate that so much. Like, that makes me think...
When I read that, I should have scrolled up. That's on me.
I know. It's like, are you a legit operation or are you a fucking cooking meth? You got to stay on the run. You can't manufacture in the same location or else the authorities will get you. I'll drink that piss. Send me that link. I'll fucking drink that one. God damn it.
Give me the piss.
Give me the piss. Give me the piss.
It looks like Push My Cart has a 4.6 out of 5 rating on 2,400 reviews, so.
Oh. All right. We're fucking doing it. Christ. All right. Minimize it if you're going to email or text this to me, because, you know, we don't want that out there.
No, it was on a separate screen, so nobody could see. But it's it has been sent.
God, why is it brown?
Because the bottle is brown.
That's not a clear bottle containing just brown piss?
No, I would say it's a... If you look at the neck of the bottle, it's brown. So I would say it's an amber bottle. Like an A&W
amber is the
root
color of
bottle.
This cow pee.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And we'll spurt out into a little 311 tune.
So, how many is
well,
five?
Oh, little mama.
I'm not good with metric system. How is 500 milliliters? Is that a lot?
We've gone over this.
Big 20 ounces,
you
right?
You probably have a 750 milliliter bottle of booze in your apartment, Kevin. So it's two-thirds as big as that.
I just got the fucking chills.
It'll be all right, man.
Can Jeff drive up from Long Beach and piss in my face? Can we just call
yes.
me this?
Yeah.
That's a compromise Shuddy's want to make.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Balls in your
actually
court, Jeff.
Sounds better.
Actually, 2-1 vote. You don't have your vote doesn't even matter.
Oh my God, I gotta give you a golden shower.
No, Kevin, you don't have to.
I have to.
Democracy wins again, guys.
I mean, would you prefer that, Jeff?
Election. I would prefer you drink the cat piss. It would possibly stain our relationship. I beat on you in your
face.
That's
true. I would have to see your penis. Can we do it like we just cut a hole in a shower curtain and it's a glory hole and Jeff just pisses on my face through it? So neither of
How
us
much
has to
better
see
is
each
that?
Other's shame.
How much better is that?
I don't know. What about this? Can you piss in Shuddy Boy's ass and then he pisses your piss onto my face?
No. Nope, I'm out. You go too far all the time, Kevin. You can just never take your win. You've gotta push the envelope, and now I'm on Jeff's side and this thing is dead in the water.
So it's back to the cow piss.
I'm gonna baby bird my piss into Shuddy's ass, and Shuddy's ass is gonna baby bird my piss into your mouth.
So you're pissing in your mouth and then baby birding it into my ass? Because that's what you said. I'm gonna baby bird my piss into Shuddy's ass.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna baby bird it into Kevin's mouth. So how are you baby birding it into me?
Well, I know baby birds only like when you chew it up and spit it out. But
yeah,
the joke that I was going for, it was just the baby birding is the
well, no.
Yeah,
now we're going back to democracy. Shuddy and I vote that you have to piss in your own mouth and then spit it into Shuddy's ass.
Shuddy, don't vote for that. Shuddy,
I'm on the
phone.
Fence.
I'm going to text you. I'm going to text you.
I'm on the fence, guys. You're going to have to lobby me onto your way of thinking.
All right.
Tune
you guys
to MSPH next week and we'll decide this.
Are we locked in? Are you guys ready for me to hit?
Yeah, buddy.
Now?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. The shipping, the piss is $16. The shipping is $12.
It said free
no
delivery.
Deal. No deal.
Nope.
Take it out of the Patreon, Kevin. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
All right. Damn it. I really hope people sign up for our Patreon.
Allie.
At least just out of pity. Now, come on, man. I'm about to fucking drink cow piss. $5 a month. Get some extra content.
Yeah, and the shipping's $12, so.
Yeah. Because if you don't, if you guys don't sign up, I might be relegated to fucking blowing the $1 trillion man. In fucking Poop Slime Alley for a living. We don't want that.
Gamutra Arc might be Kevin's only source of medical care. What are you going to do with the remaining 400 milliliters of it?
Who knows? Maybe I'll get a taste for it.
It's a girl.
I'll start cooking with it. Make some Bodino Dino Chino. With a little bit of Gamutra Chaser. All right. I hit the button. Order's being processed. Thank you, Kevin. No, thank you. Push my cart.
You should reach out to them and ask them if they'd like to sponsor us.
Oh, no. The shipping method. They spelled business wrong. Shit. Well, this could be a minute. I think that estimated time is a lie. This says 7 to 12 business days. Man, I can't believe they can. You're allowed to just ship piss around.
That's brutal, huh?
Yeah. Does Push My Cart sell things that aren't piss?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's...
It's...
some saving grace.
I mean, looking at the website, it would appear that you'd have to dig pretty deep without doing a Google search to find the Gamutra. Like, this is a pretty... this looks like a pretty legit place to buy things from India.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you can't get legit cow piss from this company, where can you get it from?
All right. Well, hopefully this will just cure my AIDS and won't kill me. All right. Well, did you guys see anything this weekend? Fucking hell.
Nah.
Me either.
Yeah, neither
were
did I.
Were you able to get out there? Yeah, I was going to say, you probably didn't get to the movies.
No.
Although you and your folks, or you and your family do like movie time together.
Yeah, we didn't even get to, I think we watched like one movie the entire trip just on Netflix. But no, I do. I mean, that new Ghostbusters is coming out this weekend. I want to see that.
Do you think it's going to be good, or are you just going to go?
I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't hate that last one, the one with Paul Rudd.
I haven't seen Afterlife yet.
It wasn't bad, in all honesty. And it looks like in this one, you know, Bill Murray and Ernie Hudson have bigger roles. So, you know, I'll give it a shot. I'm obviously not expecting anything close to the original, but if I get a few laughs and fun moments out of it, that's, I don't know, the best you could hope for, I suppose. I'm down to check it out. I also got a ticket to see. Have you guys heard about this movie, Late Night with the Devil?
No.
I think it's supposed to be a 60s or 70s style found footage thing of like a late night show where something supernatural happens. And it's getting like really good reviews. So I got a ticket to that to go solo. It's got that, do you know David Dostmalchian?
No, why are you going solo though?
Carl is doing she just signed up for this like 3 month long intensive yoga training thing. So she's going to have like barely any free time. So I was just like, all right, I'll just go see weird movies solo.
She's trying to become a yoga instructor full time. Well, she's trying to become a yoga instructor, right?
Yeah, she actually used to be a yoga instructor, but I think you have to...
She needs to get recertified?
Yeah, there's like a re-up thing you have to do all the time, and she hasn't done it in years, but she wants to get back into it, so... It's like, all right, you go do yoga, and I'll just eat fucking buckets of popcorn, watching weird-ass movies. Well, speaking of watching movies, for a little teaser of the next movie on Movie Night with Kevin... This Friday, the episode on Caddyshack drops. And I feel like sometimes I'm on an island all my own with my love of Caddyshack. But I found some really crazy shit, like behind the scenes making of stories around Caddyshack. So even if you're not a fan of Caddyshack, I got some fucking crazy stories for you. So if you want to check it out, patreon.com/movie night with Kevin. New episode every Friday. Oh yeah, KWEF radio. All right, well, shit, I guess that about does her, friends. If you need more MSPH in your life, please check out patreon.com/madscientistpartyhour. Like I said last week, we've been doing it for years and years and years. At this point, there are over 1,700 posts on there. That is a lot of jokes, a lot of content. So please support the homies. We're working our balls off for you. Patreon.com/madscientistpartyhour. Kind of boner inducing that Crafter Jeff Shuddy edition is going to be coming back in like a month and a half. Even less.
Yeah.
2.5 months.
Really?
Yep.
Isn't next month April?
Yep. And then the 1 month after that is May. So that's 2 months. And it's the 29th. Today is the 19th. So that's 10 days. So roughly 2.5 months.
Man, you're such a pussy, Shuddy Boy.
Man, you're such a fucking dumb.
Play the button.
Oh, look at Shuddy over here. He can fucking count.
fucking nerd, new math.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah. You can follow us on Instagram. I'm at Kevin Kraft.
At Shuddy Boy.
At Jeffro Records.
And at MSPH Podcast and at John Cooper Movie. Also, if you need some sports betting advice, Outkick Bets with Jeff Clark. Have you broken your streak? Yeah. Is the mojo back?
Absolutely not. I actually, in my bets last week at the players, I ended up slightly ahead. So that's not so bad. I haven't done an NBA podcast in a while, but just recorded March Madness preview, betting preview with my buddy Dan Z and college sports insider Trey Wallace on Outkick Bets podcast feed. It was a lot of fun, actually. Talked a lot of shit, not as much in the weeds on gambling, just bantering and bickering back and forth with a couple guys who also like to bet on college basketball and are as excited, actually more excited than me about it. So check it out, Outkick Bets.
There you go. Also, youtube.com/madscientistpartyhour if you want to subscribe and like and watch the Zoom feed we do here, minus the Easter egg, which comes after the end theme on the audio podcast. I think that about covers it, friends. So until next time, something. Hey, squibbity bing boing poops. Wee woo wee woo. Let's see. Where will we? Oh boy. That appears to be in working order. Oh, hey, friends.
Hello there, sir.
Oh, what's up, Hollywood?
Sorry, that took so long,
Tom,
guys.
Hey, Tom, I got a 3:30. I got to go, all right?
Yeah. Hey, when that guy calls, I gotta clear the schedule.
Yeah, I get it. Tom, put a button in this and put a pin in this, and we'll circle back on it next week. I'll create a little more time in the calendar for you.
I got some good info though. Got some good advice. I don't think this is bad to say. Him and his manager are going to watch the picture lock cut. And,
nice.
Why give
would
me
that
some
be bad to say? Are you recording this?
Yeah. Yeah. Easter egg.
Well, it can also come out of it. You could cut it.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I don't think that's... I don't know. I'm always just like, oh, no. Like, I feel like you say anything and like you step on toes, but I think we're in the clear.
You can't do that on television.
Man, that's on Paramount Plus, I think.
No fucking way.
Yeah, dude.
That was one that I was forbidden from watching.
That one somehow snuck under the radar for me. I'm sure if anybody was paying close enough attention... I mean, that guy that made the burgers and, like, said all that nasty stuff, and then he would collect the kids' vomit in buckets and then, like, turn that into food. That was gnarly. Those fucking Canadians were gnarly.
Yeah, my parents were not on board with the childhood vulgarity of you can't do that on television when I was a wee small one.
Man, I got a blast of early Nickelodeon nostalgia the other day. Carl and I were walking out of 7-Eleven, and this fucking Tesla almost creamed a homeless guy in his way into the parking lot. And Homeless guy did not like that. And the first thing he yelled at the top of his lungs was, "Smooth move, X-Lax!" And I was like, damn, I haven't heard that one in a while. That's a fucking solid line. And she was like, "Smooth move, X-Lax, what's that from?" And I'm like, it's got to be some 80, it's got to be like License to Drive or something of that nature. And I Googled it and I was like, "Smooth move, X-Lax quote." And turns out it was from, well, somebody said that the first usage of it in pop culture was "Salute Your Shorts."
That's exactly where my head went.
Yeah, that's where my head went too.
But man, that homeless guy
should be on the same page today.
Well, is there room for me? Can I jump in with you guys?
Yeah, Kevin, going all Hollywood on us has really, really solidified our bond, Jeff.
I don't know.
Kevin's the outsider now.
Oh, whatever. You two pussies are in the movie, so you're at Hollywood as well.
Me and Shuddy will sidebar and we'll figure out whether or not we'll let you in our inside
jokes. Yeah, except
jokes.
The difference is we haven't let it go to our head.
Kind of sounds like you have that little fucking attitude you got. Oh. Sounds very diva-y, very Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. No. We know I've always been a bit of a diva, so this is not abnormal behavior.
I feel if this movie sells and comes out somewhere, like, all right, who do I talk to about my star in the Walk of Fame?
Listen, we have discussed some people's, not to name names or get into specifics, but over exaggerating their profiles on certain internet web pages with their various accomplishments. And if this movie gets picked up, mine will say star of The Second Coming of John Cooper.
Oh, did you play John Cooper? No, but I'm still the star.
I already started cameo.
Start making appearances at cons. Shuddy Boy of The Second Coming of John Cooper.
$700 for a picture. Autographs. $1,000 for an autograph.
And if you want me to sign something, you better buy it from my merch booth.
Get your Shuddy Boy Merkins autographed over here.
Do you remember when I had the Shuddy Boy Cafe press store?
That does ring a bell.
I do not remember this.
No, this was back in the MySpace pre MSPH days. And I think even at that point, I made one brief appearance in a Slow Children video and started running around telling everybody that I was in Slow Children. So,
hey, guess what, guys? I'm in SAG now.
So if past history, if history is any indication, yes, you are correct. This will go to my head.
Nice. Looking forward to Shuddy Boy fucking throwing phones at his assistant.
Oh my God. I'm going to be unbearable at Dom's wedding if this movie gets bought as the best man. I'm going to really be fucking peacocking around.
Giving waitresses a credit card? It's okay, I can do it. I'm a star.
One of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen is Clark Duke and Michael Cera used to do like this webisode thing. I think it's just called Clark and Michael. And Clark Duke told a story. I don't believe it's true, but he told a story about how he ran into Bronson Pinchot at a club once, and Bronson Pinchot like
Balky?
Yeah.
Yes.
he handed a waitress $600 and asked her to have the bartender put the money up her ass and then stir his Coke with it, and he called it an ass and Coke. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard at the time. God. I don't think it's true.
Can you imagine that, like, hey, you know Balky from Perfect Strangers? He wants you to shove this up your ass.
Yeah. He wants you to take this fistful of money, showed up your ass, stir his drink with it, and he's calling it an ass note.
Like, wait a second, it's not even Cousin Larry, it's fucking Balky? Damn it.
Oh, man. I wonder if he's going to be in the new Beverly Hills Cop.
He was pretty good in Surge.
Yeah. He was Surge.
And he was pretty good in True Romance as well.
Yes. Bronson Pinchot's not bad.
Unless he's shoving shit up people's asses, and maybe that's why he fell off the face of the earth.
I think he fell off the face of the earth because he was seriously typecast. Like every time you would see him in something, he was some form of Balky.
Never did the accent again, though.
Well, that's true.
Meow, 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 meow.
I just almost reported you instead of give you record permission.
This guy just showed me his grundle. Report, report, report. I need the Zoom police. All right, let's see. Where are we? All right. Okay. I think all this stuff is fully operational, right?
Human fecal matter.
Blood diamond. The hell was that?
It's you sneezing.
I don't like it.
Huh. What about this?
I have a game for us to play this episode that I'll explain after the intro, by the way. Also, that I really don't like that either.
I sometimes do this when we're not even doing a show. I just sit at the iPad and I like try to time your coughs out with the short one and the long one. How come you don't like that? Yeah. You're the fucking star of the soundboard at that moment. Diva Shuddy. Oops. I didn't mean to do that. Right, we'll just go back to Jeff then.
Eat that daddy dick. Perfect.
Yep, thank you. I love me a fucking ding dong.
I'm only willing to accept dicks today, all right?
I have ding dongs in the house as we speak. And when I brought them home, Draven's like, why the hell did you bring home ding dongs?
What's wrong with a ding dong?
I don't know. I have no shit. We are shit.
Yeah. Right, as just... I said, I was like, wait a second. My son's always mad about me bringing ding dongs back home.
Jesus Christ, Dad. Another ding dong? I think you're addicted.
After we were just busting Kevin's balls, we just really stepped into some shit, Jeff.
It's okay. I'm used to it. My spirit can't be broken any further. I have no soul anymore.
Well, I will tell you that in Shuddy Boys fucking news in the Patreon, we will be playing Is It a Mammal?
Yeah. Oh, I have a story from the past week that kind of involves mammals.
Allegedly.
Maybe. All right. Well, hold on a second then. Let me put this fucking... Shuddy's got a game. Put that in the rundown. Okay.
Recording but in progress.
There's the narc.
It literally has to be started right after the intro.
Oh. Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay.
And everybody, I feel like you guys are going to be disappointed, so.
I usually am.
I built it up so much that it's
this is the boy who got me on the penis people.
Penis people.
Now, get your hands off me. Are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
My limp penis?
All right, I'm ready to go, gents.
So are we, or I am. I shouldn't speak for Jeff. Sorry, Jeff.
Los Angeles, California, for the Mad Scientist Party Hour.